You know, words are real easy until you face obstacles, until you face trouble. A man ought to have a peaceful home. A man ought to have a peaceful church to come to. That's just, that's just true. Peace, you ain't always in an uproar, fussing about this or arguing about that. Because of the things that happened to Paul, he would have gave up a long time ago. He would just cave in and gave in and say, hey, forget this. But he had peace in everything he went through. He knew without a shadow of a doubt who was in the inside of him. Amen. He knew that grace, that the one who got him to the point where he's at. That's why the word says, by grace are we saved through faith. It's not of ourselves, but it is the gift of God. Not by works of any man, but we are his workmanship. God said, we are. God want us to really get to doing our job. To telling dying men and blind women, you need a saving. And that's who is that? Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. That's why Paul stayed in trouble. Why he stayed in trouble all the time? Telling people about Jesus Christ, death, burial, and resurrection. He was always in trouble. I think it's in Acts 23:24. It was 40-some men got together. You think about it now. 40-some men at one man. To kill one man, 40-some men. Just for preaching the gospel. Just for preaching the gospel. Did he stop? Did he stop? He could have just said, man, if 40-some folks ready to kill me now. But Paul's sister brother got him worried. So he got away from that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. These things. Philippians 4:9. These things. Which you have both learned and received and heard. These things which you have both learned and received and heard and seen in me. Do. 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 What you talking about, Pop? He said, do. These things which you have seen, heard, and learned. We done learned a lot here in Christian fellowship. I'm not telling you no lie. Paul be talking to people. He said, I lie not. He said, I lie not. This is the truth. This is the truth. We got a lot of word in us. I'm telling you, I know we do. Bishop, they bring that word strong, powerful across this pulpit. We got a lot of word in us to be said now. I'm telling you, I know we do. Bold, how to be strong in the Lord and in the power of the might. How to put on the whole armor of God to be able to stand against the wild earth. I know we do. That's without a shadow of a doubt. I know we do. What we gonna do? Those things which you have heard, both learn and receive. And heard and seen in me, do. He said, and the God of peace. And the God of peace shall be with you. And the God of peace shall, not no, ain't no might. He said, it shall be with you. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Paul, you know, and you know, I can always relate back to Paul. And Paul always telling his testimony about the things he go through. And he said, only thing I would do is just boast about him and about my infirmity. He told Ephesians, I desire not that you faint not at my tribulation for you. All I go through, he said, it is for your glory, not my glory. Hallelujah. Man, we some bold peoples. We some bold peoples. We gonna stand up around Houston. We gonna stand up around where we have to stand up and be bold. We gonna try to duck and dodge and hide. I told him Sunday, to come to know Jesus Christ, to have a relationship with him, to know him, to have a relationship, to know him, we ought to be just like Paul, always in trouble. Always in trouble. They did this over there to the school. They went out to the school, man, they raised all kind of, and told the school they ain't finna keep doing it, our children like this and saying that. Y'all quiet on me. Because y'all, you say, well, man, we ain't finna get locked up. He did. He didn't even get locked up. He got beat up. Stoned. He said, that's too deep, though, brother, y'all. We just want to keep coming out to Christian fellowship and, you know, have a peaceful life. He said, these things which you have heard and seen in me, do go. Hallelujah. 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 Colossians 3:15. He said, let the peace of God rule in your heart, in your spirit, to which you also are called into one body, and be you thankful. And be you thankful. Let the peace of God rule, dominate you. And every time a situation come up or come around, you say, hey, I got peace on this situation. You know, you ain't got to jump in every conversation. You don't. Sometimes you can keep peace by not saying something. I'm telling you. But you got to put your opinion in there. You got to say something. I got to say something about this. No, you don't. If you want to keep peace, you just keep walking. Even if the situation, what they're telling you the truth, you still ain't got to put your opinion in sometime. You don't. Just to keep down confusion to make peace. Let it rule you. Your heart. And be thankful. As we were reading all them verses a while ago, when Paul got through saying that, he said, and then he said, I thank my God for you. And he said, I'm always praying for you. I'm always thanking God for you and praying for you.